Well, hello and welcome. It is so good to be with you today, and I hope that you're having a wonderful day, both in terms of your circumstances, but obviously, even more importantly, in your walk, your relationship with the Lord, that you are experiencing Him, that you're near to Him, that you can, in fact, just feel His presence with you. I look forward to these times of being together where we can grow together in God's Word. It's a beautiful day here. It's actually raining and cold, but nevertheless, it's a beautiful day because we get to meet with the Lord. And I hope as we go through our time that it's as much of a blessing for you as it is for me. I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to make these times possible. But more than anyone, I want to thank our Lord. He's the one who has created us. He's the one who has sent His Son to be our Savior, to reconcile us unto Himself. He's the one who's given us His Word. He's given us His Spirit to interpret His Word. And He desires to speak to us and to know us. And so as we begin our time together, let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You so much for the day that You have given to us. Lord God, for Your love, Your grace. Father, Your goodness, Your sufficiency, Your faithfulness. Lord, as we take time, Lord, to stop from other things, open our minds and our hearts to hear from You. Turn us, O Lord, towards You in our thinking. But, O Lord God, give us the understanding to hear what You have to say. Father, thank You for Your Word that You have inspired and preserved. Lord God, we look to You for the interpretation and the understanding and the application. Lord, we need to hear from You, and only You can make that possible. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, do you ever look at the sunrise? I know I do. I take a walk every morning, and usually I leave the house, actually when it's still dark, before daybreak. And as I take my walk, the sun comes up. It's absolutely beautiful to watch. And as I end my walk, the sun's up far enough so that there's light. You can see things. You can see where you're walking. You can see the beauty of the creation. It's an absolutely beautiful time of the day. In fact, it's just my favorite time of the day. And, you know, the writer of this psalm, as we come to Psalm 19, has that in mind. It's David wrote this psalm, but you think about what he wrote concerning the sunrise and just that beauty of it we see in verses 1 through 6. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them He's placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. Again, you see the wonderful picture there, the sun coming up, how it gives light to everything, how before it was all dark, you couldn't see where you were going, but now the light has come up, you can see everything, and you even begin to feel the warmth of the sun upon you. And days like this cold winter day today, that's a welcome feel. But as beautiful as all that is, it actually serves as an illustration of a spiritual truth that David wants to point out to us. You know, just as the sun rises, gives light to the physical world around us, God has given us the light in His Word that will give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us guidance, give us that warmth, if you will. And this is actually the focus of this psalm. He goes, from the illustration of the sunrise in verses 1 through 6 to the application, and that being God's Word. Think about what we see in verse 7 going through verse 14. And again, think about the illustration of the sunrise. Now a shift to God's Word. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Again, the psalm starts out causing us to look at the sun and thinking about what it does in the physical world. And he moves on to tell us how God's word does something even more wonderful and powerful in our spiritual life and walk. You think about how we see this as we look at this passage. And we see that first of all, God's word gives truth. You think again about what we see in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. I know we live in a time where even the concept of truth is being rejected. The concept, you know, even thinking that there's such a thing as truth is in fact rejected and vilified today. And yet, if you want to think of what truth is, a good synonym for it is reality. Truth is what is real. If it's not true, it is in fact not real. And you and I, we live in a day and age of lies, of manipulation, and propaganda, and we're constantly bombarded with that. But yet we open God's word, and it is in fact sure. In this crazy, upside down, mixed up, turned inside out, propagandized world, you and I have the unshakable, unchanging truth of God's word. Again, the sun gives us a point of reference. In fact, is, you know, you can tell direction from the sunrise. You know which way is east, and from there you can tell the other points of the compass. God's word is the compass for life and for living. God's word, you know, in this world in which we live, you know, God's word is the compass on a very dark, rainy night. You might not be able to see 3 feet in front of your face, much less know which way you're going, but the compass will point north for you, and from that you can determine the direction you need to go. God's word, in fact, does give us the truth. But not only does God's word give us the truth, God's word also gives us wisdom. You think again what we see in the latter part of verse 7, the testimony of the Lord is sure, again it's the truth, making wise the simple. You think about what we see in the latter part of verse 4, or in verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. God's word gives us wisdom. Understand what we mean by wisdom. Wisdom is the best way to go about things. When you look at the word wisdom in the scriptures, a good synonym for it is skillful. You know, a carpenter who is good with his tools and making cabinetry or building a house, whatever the case may be, was a wise carpenter. A sailor who was good and capable of handling his ship in all kinds of weather was in fact a wise seaman. God's word gives us the wisdom. It tells us how to be skilled in living, just as the carpenter is skilled in his building and the sailor is skilled in his sailing. God's word helps us to be skilled in living. I remember hearing Charles Stanley one time, and I've forgotten who he quoted now. He quoted whomever it was he heard it from, described wisdom as the ability to look at life and living from God's perspective. How we need that. How we need to be able to see life and living our circumstances from God's perspective, to see the right way through those situations, to be able to handle them skillfully. God's word gives us that. Life is so confusing. How many times do we look at a situation and find ourselves in circumstances, and it goes through our mind, how do I handle this? God's word is what gives us the understanding and the insight. God's word, in fact, gives us the wisdom, and it gives us the course of action that will lead us into his blessing, which is, again, the thought there, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. By living wisely, we follow the path that God will, in fact, bless. God's word gives wisdom. But look what else we see. God's word gives restoration. Again, you think about what we see. We look at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. Obviously, this begins with salvation. You know, in and of ourselves, we're lost. We're sinners from our heart out. We're not just sinners because of the actions we've committed on the outside, though those need to be paid for, and only the shedding of blood can pay for those. We're also sinners from our heart. We need to be made new, restored from the inside out. Only Jesus Christ can do that, and it's God's Word that brings us to salvation. It is God, by His Spirit, through His Word, that convicts us of sin, that gives us an understanding of Christ as the Redeemer, our need to place our faith and trust in Him, and it's even through the Word that the Spirit gives us the life, gives us the ability to place our faith and trust that we can be born again. It's all of Him, but in fact does in fact come from the Word. He does in fact restore us. And if you've never placed your faith, your trust in Jesus Christ, I invite you to do that now. But, you know, unfortunately, as believers, we still commit acts of sin. We don't lose our salvation. We lose our fellowship. But, you know, look at what God does through His Word. Look at verse 12. 12. Who can discern His errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. It's God's Word that will convict us. It'll tell us, this is not right. This is not pleasing to God. This is not what you need to do. And it's God's Word that leads us to what we need to do. 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sins, that is, we look up and we label them the same thing God does, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What does He do? God, in fact, brings us once more. He restores us in our walk, in our fellowship, our relationship with Him. And if you're a believer and there's something in your life that is between you and the Father, some sin or sins, once or a season of them, whatever it may be, allow God through His Word to bring you once more to His restoration through confession, through repentance. God's Word gives us restoration. But notice as well, God's Word gives beauty. He brings the beauty to our life. Think about verse 10. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. You know, the beauty and the richness that we can have in our lives only comes when we're in fellowship with God. Obviously, again, beginning with salvation, but an ongoing sense of having dealt with our sins so we can be close to Him. But it's only in Him that we have the richness and the beauty and the joy of life and living. You know, Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and to destroy. But He came that we might have life and have it abundantly. You know, all other sources of guidance are dead and lead only to a living death. Only Christ can give us that abundant joy. You know, once when our Lord challenged those, He had many people who were following Him, and He challenged them, and quite frankly, the majority of them left. He turned around, He asked the disciples, "Do you want to leave too?" And Simon Peter, he asked a question, but it was really more of a statement than it was a question. Simon Peter in John chapter 6, verse 68 said, Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." The idea being is there you and only you have the words of eternal life. And by eternal life, it's not just the quantity, eternal, it's the quality life. Lord, only you can give real life. It's nowhere else. And just as the sunrise comes up, shows us the beauty of this wonderful creation that God has made, it is His Word that gives us the beauty in our lives. But there's something else we see about God's Word. God's Word also gives us protection. You know, these times that we live in are very dangerous times. Physically dangerous as we see crime escalating. Economically dangerous as we see the condition of the economy. Morally dangerous as we see so much being tolerated and accepted and glorified. It's easy to either get tempted into those things or at least become complacent about them. These are spiritually dangerous times when we are told, even from church pulpits, that which is wrong and false and warped and twisted, it is truly an age of lies and fraud and manipulation, deception, propaganda. And it's so easy to be caught in. And yet look what God's Word says. He protects us. Verse 13, "Also keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. You know, especially in the issue of sin, because again, even the church today is becoming tolerant of what the Bible clearly labels as sin. And in fact, is not only becoming tolerant, but is affirming it, glorifying it, promoting it many times. It is God's Word, truly being in His Word, that will bring us into God's protection. You know, what a blessing we have in His Word. It protects us. You know, again, talking about the sunrise, again, I go out walking before light this time of the year. One reason I've actually enjoy winter is because I can take those walks and don't have to worry about snakes. In the summer, I have to alter my course to stay in a place where it's lit enough where I can actually see where I'm stepping until the sun comes up, because of the warm weather, you know, rattlesnakes may be out. But you know, when the light comes up, then I can stray off the path a little bit more. Why? Because I have the light that gives the protection. I can see what's there. God's Word gives us protection. You know, what a blessing we have in His Word. Just as the sunrise changes everything, God's Word changes even more. And how we need to be in it. And I trust that you're spending time in God's Word. Certainly, I hope that this helps you in your walk and your relationship. But as much as I enjoy you being with us in this time, it's more important for me for you to be alone in God's Word every day with Him. Let Him reveal Himself to you, teach you who He is, lead you and guide you in His life. His Word is such an incredible blessing and one that we need. Please, make time every day to be in His Word. You want the sun to come up every day. How we need to be with the sun, S-O-N, in His Word every day. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You for Your Word. The way that You speak to us, lead us, guide us, teach us, protect us through it. Father, may we be faithful, O God, to listen to You through it and to seek You in it always. Guide us through this day and the days to come, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been good to be with you, as it always is. And I hope it's been a blessing for you. And I hope that you are able to walk in fellowship for the rest of this day at whatever point in time you're watching this. And I hope by being in fellowship with the Lord that you have a great day in Him.